on here.
Thank you for holding. Is this William?
Yes, sir.
Hi, William. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
Good. Yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. I'm above dirt and vertical.
Oh, yeah.
I'm blessed and favored. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line with you to go over some pricing and details, but... before I dive into the pricing, did you have any questions for me in regards to our services?
I don't believe so. It sounded pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd like to see the price point on it. I mean, we're working with Angie's List right now. We just started.
Okay.
And we Well, we're pretty new to figure that out yet. We just got all set up and everything. But then we also have, I have a meeting tonight with another marketing company about making a website and about Google presentation and that.
Okay. Well, when it comes to Google advertising, and you want to be on the first page, right? That's where 90% of the searches start and stop. So you don't want to just create a Google business profile. That's not going to get you a lot of traffic unless you direct them there. So that's the major benefit to you in this conversation. I just sent you our credentials, but we're a premier Google partner. So we're the highest rated Google partner in the country, in the United States. Yeah. We're here in Southern California. We're across the way from you.
Yeah.
So the Google Places placement that we're calling about for your service area just opened up. So I don't know what marketing company you're talking to. Is it like an SEO business?
I can't remember. I wanted to say it was like one local, something like one local, but it wasn't quite that. It was different.
411 local.
Maybe.
411 local, I do know that as an SEO company. So they do like search engine optimization. It's a type of programming. It's supposed to help you get to the first page, but it's not as consistent. So this is Google Places. You ever see those three guys that show up next to the map when you look up remodeling contractors in Brasher Falls?
Don't believe so, no.
Okay. Well, when you do that search or any of the keywords, right, you could be a different service that you're looking up specifically as long as it falls under that general contractor category. But yeah, there's a map, and there's three guys that show up next to it. It's kind of like Levine's Construction. I don't know if you heard of those guys.
Yeah, Levine's.
So, yeah, or Levine's. My apologies. Excuse my California.
we get told we got quite the accent here, so I can't.
Oh, I know. I love going out there, though, because the people are just straightforward. You know, they just let you know what's up. California, they beat around the bush out here.
It's them cold weather motherfuckers.
Yeah, get out of my way. Anyway, that's funny. It's true, though. It's true. Yeah. So I was looking at what they're doing as far as a marketing strategy. They have a package that's called the Platinum Package. It's really well known amongst the Google partners. Usually that package, they sell it at $499 on a month-to-month basis. I was thinking if we can bring you on board today, I could cut that pricing structure in half at $249 month-to-month. Now, I don't know if this is cheaper than doing Angie's or that SEO company. I don't know what those guys are charging you, but I do know by far it's the most effective because it does include the website still. It does have Facebook advertising as well. There's also Bing Local and about 60 other popular directories that are seen as trusted citations by Google. Things as like Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. You can get clients from those platforms too, but 9 times out of 10, your calls are going to come from Google. The general contractor keyword has over 1,800 searches just in the last 30 days for this service area. And we're coming into the warmer season, so obviously, you know, as spring rolls around, business starts to pick up, and it just gets, you know, heavier and heavier, I guess I should say, as we go throughout the year. up until about November, and then November it starts to simmer again. But, you know, I'm not saying we're going to get you 1,800 clients if we sign you up, but if you're a newer business,
no, that's the game, though.
Yeah. I mean, I was just talking to one of my clients yesterday, and he's like, I love advertising with you guys because I could just go into my tracking system and I could pick who I work with instead of, oh, I paid for a lead and then, you know, now I got to call that lead back because I paid for it. But that lead's going to three or four other guys that I'm trying to beat out on the price, you know? So he loves just like, hey, I'm the top recommended. I'll just have people inquire for my services and then I can go in there and choose who I want to work with. It's a whole different ballgame. Same thing with like the SEO services. It's kind of, you know, they're not going to be able to bring you leads as consistently as we would using all these other platforms and having that Google Places placement. So, you know, you feel like, hey, I'm going to have to try to go after everything I could get. This puts you on the map. You know, we verify your listing. We put a badge and check mark on there that people are familiar with. It's called the Google verification. Lets them know that you're a trusted contractor. We verified you have all the proper paperwork in order to do this kind of business here in New York. So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure at $249, is this something you'd consider doing on a month-to-month basis, 1 month at a time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I figured you would. I mean, you'd love it too because the long-term branding effects. So it's like even if you leave the first page placement later, you keep all the content we created for you, and that's a huge credibility factor too. You're going to want that profile for people to like leave reviews on and look you up later.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yep.
Okay, so 315-250-3804?
Yes, sir.
All right, and then they're going to send you this postcard in the mail. There's a little five-digit number on the back of it that I'll need from you when it comes in. What's the street address that I could send that to?
54 Munson, M-U-N-S-O-N.
Oh, I found it. 13613? Okay. Yeah, Google already sent us your city, state, and zip. I just didn't have the actual, like, street address. You don't have to actually have this address displayed. I could hide it for you.
Yeah. Please, just because that is currently my home address. We're working on a shop right now. We're in the contract process.
That makes sense. I'm thinking that's why they only had city, state, and zip. Usually if it's a residence, they recommend we hide it anyway. But I do need to send you that postcard. That's how you get that little red dot on the map. The red dot's going to be so vague, they're not going to be able to see exactly where you live or get turn-by-turn directions to you or anything like that. So just a heads up.
Yeah.
And then how do you want your hours of operation for the business listed?
I guess for phone calls and that. We work pretty much 7 days, but...
Yeah, it's more for phone calls because there's a little open and closed icon on the listing. So I don't want to not call you.
I would just say 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. all during the week.
Okay, Monday.
And then say 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on the weekends.
Okay, get a little extra hour of rest. All right, and then you could accept cash, check, and card. What's your last name?
Baker.
Baker. And are you the sole owner, or is there a partner I should add?
Sole owner.
Okay. And then I'm going to send you everything in writing because of this discounted pricing structure. I've locked you in at that pricing structure. So it's going to stay that way each month. It's not going to go back up to $499. So as long as you choose to come back and use our services each month, you'll get the same deal. It'll just be $249 indefinitely. But then I'll send that in writing, and then I'll send the invoice receipt, so that way you can write it off.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yeah. What's the business email address I could send that to?
Bone Construction, Inc. at gmail.com.
Inc. All right. And do you have a company logo or photos that we can use for the .com website and the Google business profile?
Yep.
You do? Okay.
Yep. I don't know if I'd have it to be sent from my phone. I'd have to have it emailed from another device.
No worries. I got a little homework for you. So I'm just going to send you this email address, and then I'll send you my phone number too. So if you go to cross that bridge and send those photos in, if you need help, you could call directly. I could walk you through it. But it's pretty easy.
Okay.
And there's also a Google verification form. I'll ask you to send in pictures. Do you have, like, license and insurance?
Yeah, we got licensing and everything.
Okay. I wanted to make sure. I was like, I don't want to waste your time, because then I have to turn you down at this point. I'm already working on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And so the Google verification form, I'll send you a copy of it here so you can see what it looks like. It's pretty easy. Just going to ask you for, like, basic photos, like tools and equipment, license, insurance, work vehicle, various different things. It tells you right on it, though, if you're missing anything, don't panic. Since we're a Google partner, we can just verify you over the phone with the Google headquarters. But try to send it in as much as you can.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you getting these text messages?
Yep, they're coming through.
Okay, perfect. I copy-pasted that last link. Does it work if you click on it? The url.localsplash.com/Google?
Yep, that's coming up.
Okay, perfect. That's the form for Google verification. All right. Update, perfect. And we're going to buy you a domain name. Okay, so we're going to want to do a client interview with you, William. The client interview is where we go over, like, all the keywords and services you provide. That way we're listing you properly. We'll go over the service area, which is the domain for your website, and start working on the website right away. What's a good time where we could do the client interview?
Now, you guys are a lot later in the day, so...
Yeah, I have, like, 6 and 7, like, the latest.
That's your time?
Yeah. No, your time. That's Eastern Standard. So I have like 5 to 6 Eastern Standard or 6 to 7 Eastern Standard. It's like the last two appointments of the day.
Okay. Can we do 6 to 7 then?
Yep. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation. And, sorry. Were you going to say something?
Yeah. What day though? Because tonight I can't. Tomorrow I won't be able to.
It was supposed to be for today. You said you can't do it today?
No, there's no way I could today.
Shoot. We like to start working on everything right away. I mean, you pay us today, so we secure that spot, send out your PIN, and, you know, we want to purchase your domain, start working on your site and everything, get you up and running as quickly as we can. Okay. What? Any other time today, maybe? Instead of this afternoon?
There's no way I could today. Pre-packed day, and then I got a meeting again tonight.
Okay. I mean, I could still get the domain and close out the category, but what about Monday?
Monday'd be perfect.
Okay. What time on Monday can we do the client interview?
Would 6 or 7 be fine? Or even 5 to 6, if that's better.
Yeah. I mean, it takes about 30 to 45 minutes. It's all over the phone, like basic knowledge information. You know, they'll just ask you, like I said, your services you provide, service area you cover, and then some questions on how you want the website to look. I would have liked to get it knocked out today or tomorrow, though, to be honest, because they could work on the site over the weekend, but I understand if you're, like, booked up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got so much going on.
It's okay. All right, so I scheduled it for Monday between 5 and 6 o'clock. They'll text you 1 hour before the client interview, just as a reminder. And then, all I got to do is secure that listing, and it's yours. So in terms of securing the first month payment of the $249, how did you want to do that?
Just over card.
Okay. So is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under both because it's
okay.
Under my name, but it's got the business name on it too.
Okay. So it reads like Backbone Construction LLC on it.
Yep, that would work too.
Okay, perfect. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that I'm sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yeah.
All right. I'm ready for you.
All right. You got 4134.
4134.
8400.
8400.
0222.
0222.
4350.
4350. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
11/26.
11/26, and then three-digit code on the back.
570.
570. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. If I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Yep.
All right, you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Winemaker.
No, your business name.
Oh, I thought you said my name. Sorry. Backbone yeah. Construction.
No problem. And then can you state your name and title?
William Baker, owner-operator.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yep.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Absolutely.
All right. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
What's that?
So it's asking that you let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services. That way we can make sure you don't like pay for something that we're already providing for you or duplicate any listings. So we know what you currently have. It's just saying like after today.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, like you don't want another company getting into that Google business profile that we create for you. You can only have one manager at a time, and you don't want to create two of those. Because if you have two of them and then like the name, address, and phone number is the same, or one of those is the same, Google will actually suspend the listings because they can't verify what's real and what's not, right, until we fix it.
Understood.
So, yeah, just we try to avoid that as much as possible because that can cost us a day or two of downtime and landing customers.
Yeah.
The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is March 14th of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $249. However, that's going to be for our Platinum Package Bundle. I've included a custom website design for you at no additional charge, and I've waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 14th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure of $249 for as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. We do not have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties. We basically want you guys coming back at your own will here. And it says, if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before your next billing is due. So it's going to reoccur each month on the 14th. If you want to discontinue it, just let us know before the 14th so we could stop your billing cycle. And then it says we part ways as friends. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
All right. I don't think you're going to cancel anytime soon, but just full disclosure on that. And then it says, upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message and email from our company, loaded with information about what to expect. It's going to have a full outline of the agreement in black and white. And then at the bottom, it'll ask you to sign off on it. Okay. So it'll have all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, billing date, everything documented there for your files. Okay.
All right.
All right. And then that concludes the initial setup. So the spot is officially yours. I want to thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. You'll notice in your text messages you have my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service attached to every text and email that you get from our company. We don't expect you to be a tech wizard or hop on the computer for anything. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, you want to make changes to the business profile, do not hesitate to let us know. We want to make sure that we're displaying the most up-to-date and accurate information on your business.
Yeah.
All right. And then before I let you go, did you have any questions, comments, or concerns?
I don't believe so, but I'll keep racking my brain before the meeting.
Yeah, yeah. So the meeting's going to be very simple. I mean, you got a lot of time. You could definitely fill out that Google verification form over the weekend, just to kind of make some headway on it. But they're just going to ask you simple things. You know, you're in a category where it's like general contractor, but just because you're a general contractor doesn't mean we want to throw you up there for everything that has to do with general contracting. So the whole point of that client interview is just to make sure that we're listing you for the services that you want to be found for and the jobs that you want to get in the areas that you want to go to, you know, and then obviously customize the site. So it'll be a pretty easy phone call. You know, it's set questions that they walk you through.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your workday. Again, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. And then we will circle back with you for that client interview. I sent you an invitation. It's going to be Monday at 5 o'clock.
All right, sounds good, sir.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, talk to you later.
All right, bye.